Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your girl Riley Hart, and today we're diving into something super crucial, setting healthy expectations. Now, before you click off thinking this sounds like a lecture from Aunt Mildred on life choices, hear me out. Setting expectations? It's like the foundation of any relationship, whether it's with your bestie, your partner, that quirky barista who always gets your order right, or even yourself. Ever felt totally bummed because someone didn't meet your unspoken expectations? You know that feeling when you pour your heart into a project and it falls flat, or when you assume a friend will be there for you in a tough moment only to be left hanging? Yeah, me too. That's the magic, or lack thereof, of unmanaged expectations. They're sneaky little ninjas, creeping up on us without us even realizing it, and leaving us feeling frustrated, disappointed, or even resentful. So, how do we slay these expectation dragons and build a life that feels more aligned and fulfilling? Stick with me, because today, I'm dropping 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to help you set expectations like a boss. First up, communicate. No, seriously, communication is your superpower here. Don't expect people to read your mind, it's not telepathy time. If you need something, say it. If there's something that's bothering you, voice it constructively. Remember, clear communication breeds understanding and minimizes those awkward, what did they mean? Moments. Next up, be realistic. We all have dreams, aspirations, and goals, but let's be honest, life doesn't always go according to plan. Expecting things to fall perfectly into place can set you up for disappointment. Be flexible, embrace the unexpected, and remember that sometimes the best lessons come from detours, not straight paths. Number 3, practice self-compassion. This one is huge. It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of expectations, both for ourselves and others, but we need to be kind to ourselves. Everyone messes up, everyone falls short sometimes. Learn from your experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Alright, fourthly, learn to say no. This is a game changer. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you self-respectful. You have limited time and energy, so prioritize what truly matters to you. Don't feel pressured to take on more than you can handle, politely decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. Trust me, a no said with grace is far better than a stressed yes, leading to burnout. And finally, focus on the present moment. We often get caught up in worrying about what might happen or dwelling on what already happened. But the truth is, the only time we truly have control over is right now. Let go of past disappointments and anxieties about the future, and focus on making the most of this very moment. Ever been that friend who shows up late for a get-together because you overestimated how much you could accomplish in an hour? We've all been there. Maybe you had a to-do list longer than your arm, promising yourself you'd conquer it all before heading out. But then, life happened. Emails piled up, that phone call with your mom took longer than expected, and suddenly, you're rushing around like a headless chicken, feeling stressed and frazzled. The result? You arrive late, feeling apologetic and regretful, missing the initial fun with friends. See, that's expectations gone rogue. We overestimated our capabilities and ended up disappointing ourselves and others. But here's the thing. We could have set ourselves up for success by being more realistic about our schedule. Maybe promise yourself an hour to get ready instead of 3, or prioritize certain tasks before heading out. You see, it's all about setting those healthy expectations for yourself first. So, let's recap. Communicate your needs, keep your expectations grounded in reality, practice self-compassion, learn to say no, and stay present. These 5 tips are your secret weapons to conquer the expectation monster and create a more fulfilling life. Remember, you're in control, set those boundaries, speak your truth, and enjoy the ride. And hey, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on setting healthy expectations. What works for you? What are your biggest challenges? Hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay peaceful, and remember to always believe in yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.